Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio. The college football conversation continues. We opened up our program tonight highlighting the Texas Longhorns. Right now, we're going to shift gears. We're going to zero in on the Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish. Obviously, they're coming off that disappointing double overtime loss in Austin against the Longhorns, but they will be looking to bounce back in their home opener against Nevada. We are delighted to introduce former Notre Dame standout. That, of course, is Frank Pomerico. He's been on our program before. Always enjoy his insight and his perspective. Good evening.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great, and we're certainly looking forward to another big weekend in week two of college football. And as we look ahead to the game on Saturday, before we do that, give us your takeaways on the season opener against Texas. What do you think you learned?
Well, I think there was a couple of things that happened even before the Texas game that were concerning a lot of Notre Dame fans and alumni. There was five boys that were in trouble beforehand, I think about a week or two before the season started. And one of those boys was dismissed from the team. And he was someone that had a multiple infractions, let's say, and he was dismissed. And in some ways, it might have been good for the school as well as good for that young man to really get a perspective on where he needs to go in his life. The other boys were allowed to play, but I think it disrupted the team a little bit. I'm not blaming that for the loss, but anytime you have that kind of disruption with a team, I think it causes some inner turmoil, and I think that might have been part of it. Also, I think there was a who is going to be the quarterback kind of thing with Kaiser and Malik,
yeah. Zaire.
Mm-hmm. And then I think once they figured out how they were going to do it, it was started to run a little bit more smoothly. But it was a tremendous game. I was really impressed with the offense of Texas and the way they never quit. They kept coming and coming and coming. And really, Notre Dame never quit either. Being down 31-17 at one point, I was thinking, oh boy, this could get embarrassing. But what happened is they came back to take the lead, 35-31 at one point. And then Texas took the lead again, and then Notre Dame ties it on a miracle play with a blocked extra point that they returned all the way for a two-point conversion. So, you know, it's a never-say-die attitude that I was impressed with Notre Dame. And quite honestly, defensively, they really have to shore up. Because if they don't, they're playing some great teams this year, like they have Nevada this week, but then after that they play Michigan State, and Michigan State is a tough team. Another tough team they're going to have on their schedule is Stanford, who is similar to Michigan State. They love to run the ball, control the clock, and really come after you on defense. They play Miami, a great athletes at Miami with a new coach, Rick, and then they finish up with Southern Cal, who has great players.
Yes.
I just don't know if their head is on the right way right now after that Alabama game, which was a disaster for them. So it's shaping up to be an exciting year for the Irish.
It will be a daunting task, as you were just highlighting, Michigan State, Stanford, Miami, and USC all on the Fighting Irish schedule. We are going one-on-one with Notre Dame standout. Of course, he is back. Frank Pomerico joining us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It's a full recap of Texas-Notre Dame. So let's dial in. Let's zero in on the quarterback situation. What adjustments should take place moving forward with the competition at the QB? I mean, in your mind, Kaiser, I mean, did he outplay Zaire?
Well, I think he did. I think what we're hearing from inside the camp there, and it's not just from this year, it's also from last year as well, is that Deshaun Kaiser is the kind of kid, really, that is much more mature than his years. He looks at everything a little bit differently than most kids do at 19 or 20 years old. He's somebody that's very polished. He's somebody that is very astute. He's always doing extra work as far as trying to understand what the defense is going to give him and what the opponent's going to have.
Uh-huh.
So I see him as really not just a better quarterback, but a better leader at this point. Not that Zaire isn't good or isn't a great leader, but I think at this point, with the background that Deshaun has from last year, and what he showed so far this year, we feel at the Notre Dame fans feel, that he's the guy that really can take him to the next level. What they have to do offensively is be able to control the clock, because anytime you have a defense that gets a little bit porous or injured or are giving up big plays, you want to try to eliminate that by holding the ball as long as you can and controlling the clock. If they can do that, then they're going to have a better chance to beat those really tough teams that are coming up in the next, well, this season.
Notre Dame great Frank Pomerico is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I'm just curious, I mean, what are your thoughts about a two-man system? I mean, do you think Brian Kelly should rethink his philosophy?
You know, as a player, I always liked it when we had one quarterback that was in there. And looking at it, I think what you have as a player now, as an offensive lineman, you get used to the cadence. You get used to the calls that they're going to make. It's almost like a dance partner, how you know they're going to move, mm-hmm. and you recognize the things that should happen.
That familiarity.
If you put somebody else in, sometimes now it's a little bit different. Maybe that dance partner is not going to take the step the same way, or maybe he's not going to twirl the partner the same way. I mean, that's kind of an odd analogy. Uh-huh. That's you get to know each other really well. And I think once you have that quarterback that has command of the offense and really is the coach on the field, because he's going to articulate everything the coach has been teaching him all week and all preseason. And once you have that, I think it's a much more comfortable atmosphere. So I personally do not like the two-man rotation. There are some things that for Texas it worked. I mean, I think Bouchel was a great thrower.
Shane, yeah.
I can see how he's a great leader, too. And Swoops, boy, what a great description, the 18-wheeler. I thought that was great, because he was leaving Notre Dame tacklers in his wake, and that worked for Texas in that past game. But Bouchel is going to be a famous star, a Heisman Trophy-type candidate if he doesn't get hurt, I think.
Well, so give us the forecast on the Fighting Irish. I mean, last year they were a couple wins away from, or a couple plays away, I should say, from the college football playoff and earning a berth. Will they win 10 games this season, or what is your projection?
Well, I think, you know, optimistically looking at it, they could probably be 10-2. On the other hand, though, if some of those breaks go the other way, they could be a 8-4 team, because those teams I talked about, Michigan State and Stanford, I mean, they could rip your head off. They are really good at what they do. They have great coaches, and what you see when you see their teams as a reflection of their head coach. Miami has great athletes. If they learn their system from Mark Richt, they may be able to give Notre Dame a very tough game, too. And, of course, Southern Cal, right now I think they're kind of splintered and fractured a little bit because of that devastating loss they had. What was it, 52-6 or something like that? I mean, it was a very difficult game for them, and they have great athletes. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all winds up.
Okay, we look forward to the game tomorrow. Of course, the great Frank Pomerico has been with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I promise that we've got the calendar marked. There's a number of games we'll have our eye on, and we look forward to having you back on the program. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much, Alyssa.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one at SB Nation Radio.